Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Brittany. Britney Spears is, yeah.
She's back?
She is. So, there's a picture of her. They call it a private charter. So I don't know how many people are on this, but clearly they've got a plane to take them from Cabo back to LA or wherever. And so there apparently were people that she didn't know on this plane, or so it would seem. And she hasn't been in actual any kind of trouble for a while, but she did get scolded this past Thursday after lighting a cigarette on a public charter flight from Cabo to Los Angeles is what it says. A flight attendant told her to put it out. And when the plane landed, the cops gave her an official warning. So there's just a quick, little video, like a little looping video where she's, got like a red weird top hat on and she's got like a, is that a beer bottle?
It looks
I'm not sure.
Champagne, like a small champagne bottle.
It does look like a champagne bottle, actually. And then she's got, you know, a cute little top and some shorts on, and she looks like she's having a great time. And it's clearly a private jet. It looks really nice. And there's a, you can see there's like a large side table next to her chair, and it looks like there's a like cup holder in it.
So she has lots of space on that
thing. She has plenty of space. But the thing of it is really, it's the caption.
You got to read it.
I'm going to read it. I felt like as I started to read it, I'm like, oh boy, this is long. But the more I read, the more I was like, Jesus Christ, Brittany.
It's gold.
Get it together.
Get it together.
Okay, here we go. So this is, there she is. She's smiling, crossing her legs and having fun on a private jet.
I actually cannot see her face. There's like a glow.
Yeah, and she's backlit. There's an airplane window behind her. And it's, so it is sort of like fuzzing out her face, but she looks cute and looks like she's having fun. And she wrote me yesterday. It's actually incredibly funny. Some planes I've been on, you can't smoke, mostly because, which by the way, you can't smoke on any planes. What is this? Some planes I've been on, you can't smoke. Maybe she has her own plane. Is that that's the only thing I can think
that's
of?
That's not why she has her own plane.
Where is that? She needs to be on that plane. Me yesterday. Back to that. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. It's actually incredibly funny. Way more exclamation points. Some planes I've been on, you can't smoke, mostly. But this one was different because the drink holders were on outside of seat. I'm going to try and read it exactly as written. Confession, it was my first time drinking vodka, all caps. I swear I felt so smart, million emojis.
Oh, that's cute.
It was like, wow, what the heck is in there? I felt so clear and smart. And said, I want a cigarette so bad. My friend put it in my mouth and lit it up for me. So I was like, oh, so this is a plane where you can smoke. I do so apologize to anyone I offended. But the flight attendants also make sure I'm way at the back of planes anyway. I really am.
It is meandering.
Yes. But I thought officials greeted me as support. And I was like, wow, I feel special. I've never been to an international airport. Am I famous or something? The flight attendant called officials because I smoked a cigarette and embarrassed me, which, geez, I thought was kind of much, but she didn't like me the moment I got on plane. Nobody was on plane for first 20 minutes, and she wouldn't let me get out of my seat. I wanted to stand up. She acted so weird about making sure I sat down, and it was weird. I didn't like the way she put the seatbelt on me and invaded my space. Oh, well, you guys. Like, oh, hold on. This is a change of... Here we go. So that's the end of that rant. She didn't like the way this... Apparently, the flight attendant had to put the seatbelt on her.
I love that she had somebody buckle her in.
Like, I didn't like the way she put the seatbelt on me and invaded my space. Next thought. Oh, well, you guys like my flower choker that you can't really see because
Jesus Christ.
Be Tiny's coming soon, and that's something we have added. It's honestly adorable. The end.
Wonderful.
She seems free. I'm happy.
You're happy.
You know what? I don't know that we've really talked to you much about your feelings on Brittany, bitch.
No, definitely not.
Go on.
Leave her alone.
I think if she is safe and she's happy and someone's taking care of her children, then she should be able to do whatever she wants. She's an adult. Obviously, she's not where a lot of us are.
Mentally?
Capacity-wise. Mm. But that is what it is. There's plenty of adults out there who live like this.
Yeah. Oh, do you think?
Yes, for sure.
What are your thoughts on the dancing videos? Where she just twirls in a circle with random outfits on in various places in her house with very dead eyes.
I think her foyer is beautiful.
Is that what that is?
I will say this about Bob. She is not a fan of making fun of people. Because I was in here talking about the crowd, some of the folks like, at Bottle Rock, and she's like, well, nobody's as good as you, right? And I'm like, you're right. Nobody is as good as me. And yes, I am very judgy. She's not a big judger.
That's good. That's actually, we could stand to be less judgy, Maddie. You and I, we get going.
I try very hard to be Bob. I mean, less judgy. Yeah. Like, I really don't want to be that. I very quickly remember things like come streaming from outer space and just blast my brain like, did you just say that? Because here's a picture of you. Remember you? Mm. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Right. Nothing.
It's just fun sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're a gossip show. So we
know it's sometimes it's absolutely necessary. But the Britney thing is funny because I do think. Well, first of all, I'm not surprised the flight attendant did that with her because I'm sure Britney has it pouring off of her that like I'm childlike.
Yes.
And I can't take care of myself.
Yes.
So what do I do? Where do I go?
Right.
And,
just
and
tell
that's
me where.
Part of her upbringing as a child star was probably, you stand here. Mm. You sing now. We go home.
Right.
You go to bed.
We were just talking about that. It becomes an arrested development thing. There's no need to grow or mature anymore. This is everyone around you is doing what you say, whether it's a temper tantrum or makes perfect sense.
I did some light Googling.
Oh, did you? Light Googling.
Fly USA says that on some private planes you can smoke.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, you can get it equipped and certain operators allow you to smoke, including if you have the cup holders on the outside.
What?
Well.
No, I'm totally, I'm kidding.
Oh, you rat.
You got me. You know, I was thinking
you
maybe
smoke
they
on
have
some private planes.
Oh, you
but
can.
It has nothing to do with the cup
holder. The cup holder, okay.
As far as my leg Googling.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Did you ever in your life smoke on a plane legally? Like, you remember ever getting to?
I think I did.
I don't think I did.
I looked it up. It was 1990 when you stopped being able to smoke on planes.
Really?
I
feel like it was much before that.
Well, that might have been like fully. Remember, they moved it to the back, like the last four rows could smoke. And I would always go in the last four rows. But I was, I would have been maybe 24 by then. I'd definitely flown plenty of times and been smoking for a long time at that point.
So we flew a lot as a family, but we flew a lot because my dad had those buddy passes.
Yes.
And so they were, it was always, yes. So it was always, first of all, you're on, what do they call that? Standby. So you'd likely be bumped once, twice, maybe three times.
We're going to spend the whole day in the airport.
Yep.
It's going to be fun, kids.
But that's free travel. So that's what it comes with. But I don't remember ever smoking on a plane, like casually just being all, this is the life.
Mm.
Never.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, and I would vape on planes too, which was actually really easy.
That's much more recent then.
Oh, yeah. When did I quit? A few years ago.
I quit for the final time in 06, but I had quit for many years prior to that. Mm. I don't know.
It was only one stumble when you were making that movie.
Well, I didn't. That was my character smoked. Yeah, right. I mean,
gotta be in the character.
Yeah.
Yeah. The director said, "Oh no, you don't have to. It's okay."
No,
and
the director.
Was like, no, I gotta go. No, I said to the director,
"It's the 70s in this movie, and there's not one cigarette on this set." I didn't think of that. I'm like, "How are you doing a movie in the 70s?"
Says the guy who is like, "I'm doing a movie from the 70s. They're definitely going to have cigarettes for me."
No,
so mad that,
that is not why I took the role. Mm. But I did run to the gas station and get my favorite brand. I must admit.
Did you
that.
Pass them out to everyone so it would look more realistic?
No, because he'd already done the whole, most of the movie was shot when we did that scene. And he was like, "I didn't even think of that." I'm like, "Yeah, modern times, you wouldn't." But then, would you say 1 out of 3 people smoked in the 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Too.
I would say 1 out of 2. Seemed like everybody smoked back then. Mm-hmm. You know, that Monica Barbaro is in that movie with you.
Oh, I didn't have a scene with her.
Yeah, no.
It's too bad.
Yeah. She went on to be big.
What was the movie?
It's called, I think now it's called I'm Charlie Walker, but it was called America's.
Only the Best.
America's Still the Place.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what were you saying?
I wasn't. Britney Spears smoking on planes. What I really liked was that, I don't know what she is, 43? I have no idea. It's my first time drinking vodka. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Shut up. First time that you can remember.
She's 43 years old.
So, stop it. Please. What have you been drinking till now? I don't know. Some clear, spicy liquor. I don't know.
It made her smart though.
Yeah, that's
she
true.
She felt so smart.
Oh my God. That must've been a good feeling. She said
her-
kindly. What?
I just picture her as like a, you know, like a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think that it comes off of her. And that's why I was laughing that the flight attendant went, "Okay, I got this. Sit down.
Let me strap
you in. Stay
still. And put that cigarette out."
I would love to see a video of the flight attendant recapping.
They should wear body cams.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.